MMA Madhouse Live would like to thank our sponsors, Bushido, Martial Arts and Fight Gear, Draco, Impact Sports, Intimidation Clothing, Jax Media, Pro-Am Belt, Clinch, Custom Mouth Guard, Vision, Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Crossroader Clothing, Triumph Fitness, Big T's Nightclub, Game Changer Clothing, Rear Naked Smoke, Clock Tower Pub, Ink Tank Tattoo, Central Oregon Trike, The Goat Locker Boxing Gym, and Garrett Fertig announcing. You can find me at GarrettFertig.com. And remember to always hashtag support local MMA.
All right, everybody. Ooh, let me get my throat cleared out there. You know me and my cigarettes. Welcome to Madhouse Live number 221. And tonight I will not be introducing Lepaki as he is right about now airbound on his way to a job interview in a faraway land. Good luck on that, buddy. I hope you knock it out of the park. But I think I found somebody even better to fill in for tonight's show. I got the one and only Miss Heather Standing, the matchmaker for Prime Fighting, which we're going to be breaking down their card tonight, talking to some of the great fighters on this card. Heather, how are you, young lady?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much, Scooby, for having me on. I'm excited to be on board with you doing this. It's awesome.
You know, we've done a lot of shows together over the years, if you think about it. You know, so it's for me, it's comfortable because obviously we've worked together a lot. We know each other. And you match made this card, so you can answer all the questions.
Absolutely. I with Prime Fighting, this is the fourth installment, as you know. And the first three, I was in attendance or involved minimally, but this is the first time that I've really been able to, you know, get my hands involved with it and really do what I do with my shows. And, you know, Joe Watson is the president of the company, also joined this time now, partnered in with Alasdair McKenzie. And these two are the financial mastermind, the fans of the sport, and the ones that really want to bring the prime quality to MMA in the local scene. I've been fortunate enough to be brought on board by them and really be able to matchmake the card and promote it and really really stand behind it and be proud of it. And I think we really have an all-new, amazing, improved Prime Fighting show that we're going to be debuting on Saturday for the local fans and, of course, all the fighters and the gyms and whatnot. So pretty excited about it.
And for everybody out there, Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill is presenting this great event. It's going to be October 11th, so just a couple of days. If you haven't got your tickets, get them now. This is at the Clark County Fairgrounds in Ridgefield, Washington. This event, we actually got caught talking about it, and then all of a sudden we were about to be live on air. I wasn't even paying attention to the time because we were just breaking down some of the card privately before we went live. And something I was going to touch on that I find interesting, I believe you guys had like – and you correct me if I'm wrong, but 11 or 12 different gyms represented on this card, correct?
Oh, more than that. I think the last time I counted, we had 14. So I really went out of my way to make sure that every gym that I possibly could, and I'm missing some, admittedly, but I really wanted to make sure we got as many gyms as we could represented. So definitely.
And tonight we're going to get to talk to some of the fighters on the card, like I said. But, you know, for right now, we've got a few minutes to kind of kick back old friend style and just BS, you know, like we're sitting on the porch on a Sunday. And, you know, we started talking about Colton a little bit. For folks out there, Colton Howard is an amazing, amazing amateur fighter who's making huge waves in the Pacific Northwest. He's fighting for another title. He's out at the Desert Dogs Gym, Smash Fitness Studio, for those who live local in Redmond or Central Oregon. He's taking on John Simon out of Battleground Combat Club. I like this fight a lot. I think this, to me personally, I think this is one of, if not the toughest test Colton's had today. I think John's going to bring the fight to him, and I think we're really going to get to see how much Colton's improved since his last fight, where his technique is growing to. So I'm excited to see this fight.
I would have to agree with you. You know, when people ask me what fights I'm excited about, I mean, I could say all of them, but really, you know, you can always go down the list of fights and go, oh, I think this person's the underdog and that person is blah, blah. But with the Colton Howard-John Simone fight, that to me could easily be fight of the night. You know, you got Colton Howard. He's a young guy taught by JT Taylor, who has a longstanding history in Oregon MMA, high-level, you know, jiu-jitsu and great fighter. Himself teaching Colton Howard, who's basically kind of been his little prodigy, you know, growing up here. And he's been collecting belts at every show he goes to. And, you know, it just made perfect dream-like sense to have him face Colton, or I'm sorry, John Simone, who's really the hometown hero over here, you know, at that weight class. I mean, John Simone is well-loved, adored by his fans here locally. He's a great guy in the community. And he also has belts under his record. And these two are probably the most similar style that I could get for that weight class. And let me tell you, I begged, borrowed, and pleaded to make it happen, and I can't be happier that it's actually happening on Saturday. So it's pretty exciting.
You know, we talk a lot about promotions around, you know, the country, me and Lepaki, but one of the things we find interesting about, you know, promotions that do pro-am shows is – usually, you know, that what you could call the main event for the amateurs, those fighters, and you definitely put it here, this is the fight to push one of the two, if not both of them, into the pro ranks. I think after this fight, they both are going to know where they stand, and that, you know, I think, you know, we'll see Colton go as well as John, but I'm almost positive if Colton gets a victory, we would see him making his pro debut early 2015. He's about ready.
I would agree with you. You know, Colton's been collecting, like I said, collecting belts basically all across Oregon, and I believe this is his first appearance doing a belt shot in Washington. And we're, like I said, we're happy to have him in our show doing that. We consider our show to be, you know, we try to make it the best of the best locally, and I'm excited to be bringing them in from Redmond to see where they both stand. Like you said, I mean, they both have a big name in the community and in their records, and it'll be really interesting to see them test each other. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, part of me would even be happy to see it be a draw, and I don't even like draws, but I just think that they are both so incredibly talented that, you know, I want them both to win.
You know, the same goes for John. You know, if John is able to go in there and play his game and control the fight and get that victory, be a finish or decision, I think John's going to have to feel like, look, there's really nobody left at 185. I fought Colt and I beat him. It's time for me to move on. See, I like this fight because this gives fans a chance to see the talent that we could hopefully see in 2015 as maybe the opening pro act on one of the cards.
Right. Yeah, and this show, you know, talking about the pros, we have two pro debuts on this card. And something that, you know, Joe initially, Joe Watson, the president, one of the presidents, rather, one of the things that he wanted for this fight card for Prime in general is to have it be a show, you know, where the local guys who have gone high up as amateurs can actually have a place in their backyard to go pro. You know, there's not a lot of pro shows really that you see. I mean, and you know, in Oregon and the Pacific Northwest for that matter, I mean, you see a lot more in Northern Washington, but for us to have something that really caters to the pros in the Portland Metro, so to speak, you know, I'm pretty excited to be able to provide that for some of, you know, the people that I've seen. I mean, I've been to the local other shows and have watched a lot of these guys go from their first fight to titles, you know, title wins like Simone and Colton and whatnot. And so this time we have Gus Bessa, who will be on with us later tonight, and he's making his pro debut as well as Hadi Al-Awad out of Team Chaos. And so I feel like we've done our job in giving a couple guys their pro debut, and then of course we have other pro fights at the higher and mid-level range too. So pretty excited that we're able to do a solid pro-am card. We have six amateur fights, five pro fights, and three of those fights are title shots. So it's a pretty well-rounded card for that matter.
Well, we still got a few minutes before we're going to grab that first guest and, you know, get them on. So before we jump to that guest, I want talk a little bit about, you know, the main event since you threw out the title fights. I want to just jump right to the top because we're going to get to talk to one of the co-main fighters a little bit later. But this fight has I mentioned it to you earlier. You've got revenge, grudge match, whatever you want to call it. You've got a title. You've got the ladies, Emily Corso and Katie Howard. You've got even gym wars because both gyms are trying to be the dominant gyms in their areas. I mean, there's a lot on the line. This fight is exciting. How happy were you when you got both contracts back and knew it was a done deal?
Probably as happy as I was with the other four contracts, set of contracts. You know, anytime those fights are confirmed and it's something that I'm really hopeful for, it's very relieving. You know, Emily Corso is taking on Katie Howard, or should I say the other way around, whichever. They have seen each other twice as amateurs. One, actually, I think her coach told me that just a couple days shy, rather, of the one-year anniversary from when they fought each other as amateurs. Emily has gone on to be undefeated, 3-0. Katie has gone on to be 3-2 and had some really tough victories as well. So they're meeting, and that's in just a year time that they've collected these wins, you know, and for them to meet as pros, I think that, you know, everyone can agree that the pro game is different than the amateur game. With that being said, I don't feel like there's probably any secrets in the cage, so it's really going to come down to who wants it more. They know each other. They've seen each other, you know, progress in their pro career already. And, you know, in Emily's words, I believe, I mean, this pretty much settles it once and for all. Emily's 2-0 over Katie. Katie begged for that fight. She wanted the fight. She's excited, and she's been training. We went to her gym a couple days ago, and they're both putting in work. This is truly going to be a female fight that's going to please the most basic MMA fan, as well as something to be really appreciated on the technical and high level for the local, you know, true MMA, you know, followers. So,
and that's something exciting. You touched on it right there, that they know each other. This isn't even the second time they're fighting. I mean, this is, you know, the rubber match kind of deal, you know. And the thing I like about this being a main event is because both these girls are pro. They're in a prime weight class right now to be and to get exposure for women, female fighters. There's a lot on the line for these girls for the next step, you know. I mean, somebody down south on the West Coast, somebody even on the East Coast could be really paying attention to this fight to see, you know, do we bring this girl out? I mean, we're going to see two ladies who don't have to fill the waters out with each other. We're going to see probably one of the best fights we've seen in 2014 right here.
Yeah, but thank you. Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, these women are going to, it's either going to be something that happens, I don't anticipate it to be, but it could be something that's really explosive, fireworks, and it ends quickly, and the champion is known, you know. Or it could be something that we see go the distance, and it just keeps you on your feet the whole time. I mean, either way, I think everyone in that audience on Saturday night's winning. I mean, I really do. I feel like everyone's going to be seeing one heck of a show by two top-level female fighters in the pro ranks, and so that's very exciting for me, yeah.
Well, and instead of us breaking down these fights, our first guest, I believe, is in queue. So I'm going to bring him live, and I'll let you take over.
Sounds good.
There we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Allison.
Hey, Heather.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. So, Skippy, this is Allison Barnett. She is
Team Quest
making
Fighter.
Her amateur MMA debut. Yeah, Team Quest Fighter, absolutely.
Yes. welcome to Madhouse Live. We have a long, long relationship with your gym. They're actually one of our sponsors of our websites. I love Scott and Aaron and Matt and the whole gang down there, Pedro. So you were the great group of in that whole Team Quest realm, whether you travel to California or Canada, whatever Team Quest, obviously they're great Team Quests. And it's exciting to have you on for your debut as an amateur. I'm curious, what got you into the sport?
I've always been athletic and into team sports all through high school. And unfortunately, I had to get a job, and that kind of takes some time away from those team commitments. So I started going to Quest maybe 5 or 6 years ago and just doing their fit program. And it was basically the same group of guys there then. And I really liked it. Started dabbling in kickboxing a little bit and then had to go out for a surgery and spent a couple years away and came back about 2 years ago, just again starting with fit. And it was actually Scott who told me that I needed to move to the other side of the gym and really start training kickboxing and think about fighting just because of what he had seen in the Fit Quest room.
That's cool. Obviously, they have a great eye for talent. With this being your debut, is there anything different? Are you nervous? Do you just feel like, hey, this is another day at the gym? I'm just getting ready for another sparring session. How is this working for you mentally?
I am so excited. Obviously, you're going to have nerves with everything, but I am much more excited to go out there and make the transition from kickboxing to MMA. I've had 2 kickboxing fights, so I think that kind of worked the nerves out a little bit. I think I have 55 people coming to the fight so far, so yeah, that adds a little bit of pressure to it, but I'm just excited to get out there and do it.
Well, I would like to touch on the kickboxing. Is that a passion like that you have already and ground is something you're evolving, or do you feel like you're pretty well-rounded coming into your debut?
For my debut, I feel like I put in some work on the ground. I didn't start my ground game until after my first fight. I started going to the team practices, and then my last kickboxing fight was in February, and I really started getting serious after that. I did end up breaking my arm, though, in April, so I had to take some time off from some grappling and jiu-jitsu, and I started getting back into that probably a month and a half ago, but we have great coaches out there, and I'm putting a lot of work in, so I think my training's a little bit accelerated, I guess.
But you talked about the excitement that you have. You're taking on Lisa Spangler, I believe. Is that Heather? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. This being a first MMA style camp, getting ready. Did you care to look at any video? Did you let your coaches handle all that, or are you just focused on training?
I really let Cody and Aaron handle that for the most part. I trust that whatever game plan they give me is going to be correct. I did watch her fight versus Chelsea Delaney, but I was actually watching Chelsea at the time because that's who I was set up to fight. But I have all the trust in the world in those guys. I just have to go in and do what they tell me to.
Now, this is for you, Heather. Obviously you wanted to get some talented young ladies on the card on the amateur portion. Is this a name that you've been hearing thrown around a lot?
Well, I was very fortunate to have Allison recently make an appearance at another promotion in Vancouver that I was doing at the time. And I think it was, Allison probably knows better than my memory right now. It was probably May or June, I think it was, that you kickboxed, Cheryl.
That was back in February. I saw you in June at FAMA because we had some teammates
there
on that card. But, yeah.
My memory's scatterbrained right now. But, yeah, and you know, Skippy Allison really was a force to be reckoned with in the cage. She came out there and was a perfect prime example of what Team Quest produces. And, you know, as she mentioned, she was set to fight Chelsea Delmini, and Chelsea had to drop out due to injury, actually, from her fight with Lisa Spangler. Lisa stepped up as the replacement immediately, which was fantastic. And she comes from Gladiator MMA, which is also a great gym owned and coached by Austin Springer, which is a professional fighter, of course, in Vancouver. And I've been watching, you know, regularly posts from both ladies in their training camps, and they're both taking it extremely seriously, and they're both you know, training constantly, and I feel like they're both ready. You know, as Allison mentioned, she has the kickboxing experience. As I just mentioned, obviously, Lisa has an MMA fight already. I think the jitters, you know, for what it's worth, I think probably are a little bit on the same level as well. They've both been in the cage already. But it is a bigger show, bigger cage, and I think it's going to be one heck of a fight. I'm pretty excited about this one as well.
Allison, the ground game, are you working with Pedro on that?
I do work with Pedro a little bit. I've started focusing more working with Dave Jensen, though,
okay.
On submission
cool.
grappling. So,
cool.
But I try to get in when I can. If I can skip out on work, I'll go to Pedro's ground and pound or jiu-jitsu, like on Saturdays, that sort of thing. But I've been working a lot with Dave.
Well, hey, both excellent, excellent guys to work with. You know, I'm just curious. I love Pedro. I think he's just a master in the game,
yes,
in the ground game. So he's always just said, but you mentioned Dave. I've got a fight poster on my studio wall of him from years ago. Guy's super talented, man. I mean, he knows what he's doing.
He's really good at tapering things that work for me. Like, he's not going to give me takedowns that I'm going to have to get super low for. Like, he works it to my game and to my style and my body type, so it's really nice.
So he, when he's working with you and he's helping adapt maybe his tools to your talent and your structure, does it seem to flow easier for you that way than maybe some other coaches that you've dealt with and the way they present it?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like all those coaches and my teammates out there are really invested in me, and they want to make sure that I have all the tools necessary to go out and win. It's not just a cookie cutter. These are some moves that some people could do. It's these moves are going to work well for you, and this is how you can maximize them.
Well, Heather, you want to jump in? Because otherwise I'll just keep talking. You know me.
I don't know. I mean, it's cliche. There's not much to say. They'll say it in the cage. You know, Allison and Lisa is going to be one heck of a fight. And without looking at my fight card in front of me, I think they're the third or the fourth fight. And, you know, with most amateur fight cards, you usually see the females later on in the card because a lot of people love to watch two women fight. But I'm excited about having them be early in the card and really setting the tone. These two are going to be explosive, highly talented, great camp. You usually don't see that locally with a pro debut or an amateur debut, rather. And so I'm really excited for what they're both bringing to the cage. And Allison knows, I mean, I'm very grateful to have you on the card. So really excited about that. And thank you for being on radio with us tonight. I know it's kind of a quick interview, but I'm glad that you could join us. And I will probably end up seeing you on Friday, obviously, at Wayne's.
Yes, thanks.
Allison, before we wrap up this segment, I got another question I wanted to ask you. With this being, you know, once again, your debut, you have other Team Quest guys who are training right now for fights, whether it be this card or other cards. Is that something that you found has helped you with this camp, working with maybe a specific group that's also getting ready for fights?
Yeah, in the team practice, I'm always there. Cody Isaacson's always working one-on-one with me. That's my primary coach. And we have Cody Kramer, Brad Hanna, Brian Goodwin's starting to train for a fight, as well as a couple other amateur guys. So it's a really focused room.
I like it. I like it. Now, before we run out of time, we give every fighter an opportunity. Take this time. Anybody you want to thank, any shout-outs, any social media information for fans to follow you, whatever you would like, please take some time for yourself.
Really just thank you to Team Quest and everybody out there, coaches, teammates, even like all the people over in Fit Quest room. They are always there for some support. Everybody who's going to come out and watch. That's pretty much it.
Well, I want to wish you the best of luck. Obviously, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna lean on your side as a fan because we're we're very big loyal. We're super loyal to Team Quest.
I appreciate it.
Hey, see, Heather, you're the matchmaker. I'm media. I'm supposed to be biased, but at the same time, I know when I turn on my website that there's two big logos from Team Quest. So I gotta go with Team Quest. What do we say, folks? 1, 2, 3, Team Quest. Let's do it.
Right.
I can't do that, Skippy.
I know. Allison, thank you so much for taking some time out during fight week to hang with us. Enjoy the rest of this week and the weight cut and getting ready. And go out there, get that victory, show everybody what Team Quest has taught you to do, and that's win.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good night.
You too.
Oh, Miss Heather, great young lady right there. I've super liked her a lot. Very, very,
yeah,
very
she's
smart.
She's,
very talented. Yeah. This is going to be a great fight, though. Obviously, we all know this isn't, just a cupcake walk in the park. Neither team brings, cans, as we call them in the industry,
Right.
That's not,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? These are fighters.
Yeah.
These are fighters who are coming
yep.
to fight. And,
yep.
Well, we have a quick second. I want to give a big shout-out to a sponsor, Carly's Coffee House, for delivering fresh iced coffee to me live on air. Thank you. just had to give them a thank you for those local ones who know where it is. But I believe we have our next guest ready. You want to welcome him to the show?
Yeah, we are bringing on Gus Banzai Vesa from 503 West Hills Jiu-Jitsu, making his pro debut on this card, and very excited to have him on here right now.
Welcome, Gus. Gus? Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Did we lose him?
I'll give him a second. Why don't you tell everybody a little about Gus? I'm going to drop him in a queue and talk
sure.
to him and see it.
Yeah, Gus is he is an undefeated amateur making his pro debut. He's kind of been my little project for this show. He's from 503 West Coast Jiu-Jitsu, and his coach has actually made previous appearances at Prime, Jason Pittman. And we've gone through, without exaggeration, at least 10 people for opponents for Gus. I don't know if it's the mystery of there not being a lot of video out there or a lot of history that they can find locally, or if it's his undefeated nature, or if it's because a lot of people do know him and know that he's a top-level amateur making his pro debut. But there seems to be a lot of hesitancy to face him in the cage. We actually have gone through, oh, God, Gus could probably clarify, but I think 3 contracts at this point for this show for him, which is the most I've ever dealt with. But Gus really showed me what pro matchmaking was all about. I could definitely say that. So very excited to have him actually on the card, though. It's pretty exciting.
Hey,
like
Heather.
Still waiting for him to connect.
Yeah,
right
here
there?
We go. Okay, all I think Gus, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Okay, hey, welcome to Madhouse Live. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Oh, hey, we're honored to have you on. Tonight I got your matchmaker, Heather Standing, co-hosting with me. We're breaking down this card. She was just talking a little bit about you. She made a comment about how maybe it's been pretty difficult for her to lock down somebody who was willing to make the full camp show up, weigh in, and fight you. And she touched on the fact that maybe it's because of either the lack of video out there or maybe the winning nature that you've had in the sport so far. Is that something that you even pay attention to when you hear stuff like that on social media?
Well, it's definitely not because of the videos, because I have mostly all my fights up on my website. If anybody would like to go check that out and scout me before they fight me, they're more than welcome to. But, I'm not really sure why people don't want to fight me. I suppose they might be scared because I'm 9-0 as an amateur, but pro game's a whole different story, so I'm not sure why people are stressing about it.
Well, I got to tell you, first of all, I like the fact that you have no problem telling everyone where to find your fight videos. You would not believe how many fighters can't find fight videos. It's surprising. 9-0 as an amateur, you're now going to make a run in the pros and try to make a serious, legit career out of this. 145 is where you're going to be making this fight with Cole Malani. When it comes to somebody that's, you know, a pro, are you looking at this different than you did an amateur fight, or are you taking this the same as you've always taken every fight?
Honestly, I've taken all my fights very serious. After about my fourth fight, I've kind of had a feeling that I was going to be doing this for a while. So all of them, I'm training to fight Jose Aldo or whoever the 45 champion is. They all train the same way. You know, it's a career now, not a hobby anymore.
So have you changed anything in your camp? Are you starting your camp a little sooner? Are you working maybe things harder than you were as an amateur for your debut here?
Well, you know, I definitely amped up my training a little bit. And, you know, there's always a little adjustments to make. For example, now elbows are legal, you know, and they're five-minute rounds instead of three-minute rounds. So definitely had to make those adjustments. I took some time beforehand to do that and whatnot. But, yeah, other than that, I mean, the same work ethic doesn't change.
Okay, you just touched on something I'm really curious about. With your fight style, and people who have seen you fight know, have you found being able to bring the elbows into the game something that just came naturally and very fluid with your movements?
Yeah, I've been waiting for that for a long time, and I'm really excited about it.
I guarantee, I know there's a couple times in fights where you could definitely have finished it if that was an option. So I'm excited to see what you're able to do with the full arsenal of tools.
Me too. I'm very excited about this fight and opportunity to fight in prime four. It's going to be great.
You know, Heather, you know, you had a lot of problems getting people to take this fight. Obviously, you have a list of guys that you wanted to match them up with. You had to just go one, then two, then three, and you ended up with Cole. What do you see in Cole that is going to give Gus trouble?
You know, Cole is a gamer. You know, he likes to call himself, you know, the Huckleberry. If you call him, he'll fight. You know, and that's just kind of the thing, you know, with Cole is that he doesn't. He's kind of, you know, reckless in the sense that he's willing to fight whomever, you know. And so he didn't have the general intimidation factor, so to speak, that a lot of people do with Gus right now. And but with that being said, you know, there's something to be said about the more reckless style, which is just, you know, maybe more aggressive, more hungry for the win. And maybe not as technical per se, you know, it's hard to say in that regard, but, you know, I think Gus can actually, you know, say, I mean, he probably hasn't seen much video on Cole, you know, I mean, Gus is, in all fairness, probably watched video on a lot of people hoping for them to be his opponent, but, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, Skippy, I think I've seen Gus more in this whole promotion than any other fighter, just like with more paperwork for him to sign off on. anyway, you know, I'm more than honored, happy, thrilled, and thankful that Cole Malani is stepping up to fight Gus. It's a great pro debut for Gus. You know, Cole is actually 0-1 as a pro fighter. But he actually has recently joined the pro boxing circuit and has been making a name for himself up in Northern Washington with that. So it'll be really interesting to see how the two of them match up in the cage. But I'm glad to have Cole back at prime and, of course, have Gus making his debut. I mean, I'm definitely happy that he's doing that. So
now, Gus, she mentioned, you know, he's kind of an aggressive guy. He's already made his debut, so there's not going to be that, you know, kind of jitter that, you know, some fighters might get. Does that make you happy to know that you have somebody who's going to want to fight you and bring it to you?
Yeah, after, 15 opponents refusing to fight him, I'm really excited about having someone to fight me. You know, that was my biggest worry this fight camp is after going out, getting sponsors, and working hard for 2 months, am I going to have an opponent or not, you know? that's always a worry. But I'm glad Close stepped up. He earned my respect already. You know, I appreciate the opportunity, and I hope we can put on a good show.
503 West Coast Jiu-Jitsu is where, you know, you'll be fighting out of. How has that been in that camp with other guys getting ready for fights?
What do you mean? I guess I'm the only one fighting right now, and we have another girl that's fighting.
Well, yeah, I guess, well, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. It's a young lady that is fighting out of your gym, but that mentality, that culture, when you have multiple people fighting, you're not the only one training for a fight. Does that push you guys more? Is that something you guys thrive on?
You know, I don't think it really makes a difference, because we've had times where it's just one person or times where it's a bunch of people, and it usually works out the same. You know, we have more than one head coach, so we're able to take care of more than one fighter at a time and really focus specifically on that coach or on that fight.
Well, a couple days out, how you feel good about your weight cut and up to this point?
Yeah, I feel great, man. I got this down to science now. I've been doing it for a long time.
Well, you know, you mentioned sponsors. You want to give a shout out to all your sponsors?
Yeah, I have quite a few sponsors this fight, actually. It's been a good opportunity. Max Muscle, Jansen Beach, West Coast 503, West Coast Jiu-Jitsu, Betty Lou's as well, Bob Jones from Jackalope Tattoo. Did some awesome work for me pretty recently. Let's see here. I always got to give a shout-out to my jiu-jitsu team, Brazilian Top Team down in Texas. Helped me out quite a bit. Spent a couple weeks there training with them. Yeah, there's a few more, but I'll get to them. They'll get to my banner.
you just mentioned going down to Texas to train. How did you like that?
It was a great time. Every time I come back, it's always a lot of knowledge. I come back training with Diego Gamboa over there, one of the world's best.
Oh yeah. Texas is slowly becoming a hotbed for up-and-coming talent, coaches, MMA all the way around. It, you know, traditionally was more in the 80s and 90s a boxing state, but, oh, man, MMA is blowing up down there, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
It is. You know, Heather.
Yes.
Okay. For everybody out there who wants to come and see Gus fight, where can they get tickets?
Well, we always like to support our fighters in marketing themselves. So if you can get tickets from Gus to watch him fight, if he's not able to meet up with you, I know it's in the final days before the show. We also have tickets at one of our sponsors, Bridge City Fight Shop in Tualatin, or also online at www.primefighting.com.
And you guys know what I say all the time. I'm a big supporter of local MMA. You guys get out there, support these, go to the fights. Man, if you guys like Gus's performance afterwards, go to one of his sponsors, man. Say, hey, look, I saw your kid perform. I want to get the service, the T-shirt. If it's a local break place, you know, whatever the sponsor is, show some love to these guys. Get out there and thank them afterwards. You know, if it ends up Gus gets a beautiful victory like he's working on, go up and ask for his autograph. Tell him thanks for the great night, you know. Don't be afraid to slip them $20 for gas, you know, to any fighter, you know. Show some love back to these guys, because you just heard Gus. 2 months he's been on a fence, not knowing if he would really have a fight or not. But he spent the money, the time, the effort. He went out and got the sponsorships like a professional, and he's ready to be on weight and fight. So we got to support this young man and ladies on the card, all of them. So, you know, Gus, I want to thank you for taking time out fight week. I know it's usually you guys have a lot more on your mind than hanging out with me and talking MMA. So I want to thank you.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You have a good night, brother.
You as well. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
He sounds ready to go. I like it. He's just focused, man.
You
can hear his voice.
He's awesome. Yeah, I know. He's been wanting this for a long time, so he's definitely ready.
Well, I believe we have Jason Lambert's opponents in queue ready to go. Jake, brother?
That's the best way to introduce him.
Jake Smith, Rose City Fight Club. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I'm doing pretty good, man. Doing good.
A few days out from the weight. How's your camp going?
You know, it's I can it's going good. I mean, you've heard it from everyone else before. I mean, everyone's going to tell you their camp's going good. You know, I don't want to give you guys the same answers here, but hey, can I actually talk to you about something real quick?
Go for it.
I had a question. I was listening to you talk to Gus, and the whole handing us $20 after the fight, I commend you on that. That is great. I've never gotten tipped as a fighter. So,
you know, we've said that for years. It's something we've said for years, especially, you know, fighters, you know, in regional circuits that aren't making a lot of money. Look, let's be honest. I can come up to Prime Fighting. I can get myself a couple of tickets and a couple of beers. I'm in the hole for $50-$60. You go out with your boys to a bar, you're going to spend $100. So take $20, man. Walk up to a fighter and say, hey, put some gas in your car. Thanks for a great night. Whether they win or lose, it doesn't matter. Just go pick a fighter and give them $20. You know, if everybody, you know, would take even one event out of five events and give a fighter $20, you know, we'd make a big difference to those fighters. People don't think $20 would, but that's a take of gas for some people.
Oh, man, it's, you know, it's tremendous. That's what these sponsors are for, really. I mean, people are thinking, oh, you're getting paid by these sponsors to promote them and you get to pocket it. No, all this money is going so we can fight, you know. We got doctor stuff to pay for and licensing, so things like that. That's really cool, man. Thanks for putting the word out for us.
Oh, hey, no problem. And that's something people, you know, a lot of people overlook. You made a good point. You've got dietary issues where you're going to be eating different. Maybe you're working with some supplements to help on certain things. You know, you're paying you to drive to and from the gym. You got, you know, maybe you need new shin pads because your old ones are gone. Maybe your hand wraps are worn and torn up, you know, and you need some because it's an important fight and you want to be ready. You know, there's all these things, mouth guards, you know, headgear. I know some of this stuff's provided by gyms, but a lot of fighters have their own because they want to be able to train anywhere at any time. You know, these things cost.
Yeah.
I mean, plus you got to pay your bills. I mean, it's not like when you're in the gym, you're getting $10 an hour.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a tough life for a fighter, but hey, it's the life we chose, and it's pretty fun. You know,
well, you're gonna be fighting. You're gonna be fighting in a couple of days at 175 at Prime Fighting up there at Clark County Fairgrounds. I'll tell you what, this is a stacked card. You're right before the co-main event. How do you like being on this card and being, you know, one of the showcase fights?
I'm pretty pumped about it. I mean, this is 4.5 years of a rematch in the making. You know, the thing is with this fight, how it kind of got started was my pro debut, one of Jason's coaches, Justin Milani, he came up to me, literally before I'm about to fight. He's like, oh, hey, Jason has been talking about you, and he always talks about how you're the fight that got away from him. So, I don't know, man. Like, it kind of rubbed me in the wrong way because I was about to fight, and the fact that I get to, you know, kind of punch him in the face for that, it's kind of cool. So thank you, Heather, for that.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You know, with that being said, did that give you maybe more encouragement to stay that extra half hour or to do that extra round or play that extra Shark Tank?
That conversation? No, not really. Honestly, you know, when I have training partners that I do over here at Rose City, it kind of has its own, you know, the motivation. Like, I'm working with guys, not the name drop, but, you know, Pat Healy, Dave Jansen, Mike Pierce. Let me put those names right back in my pocket. But you know what I mean? Every day it's war in here, you know? It's either sink or swim, and that's what motivates me more than anything.
Well, yeah, and you do. You have a roster of just ridiculously talented guys over there to work with, and you mentioned Healy, somebody that I've watched for so long. It's I interviewed a ton of times. How much do you enjoy working with that guy?
Oh, man, it's so cool. Like, he like, one day, just, like, out of nowhere, grabbed me aside. He's like, hey, man, you want to start working with me on Mondays? And we'll just, like, just me and him will go off on our own for an hour. We'll just drill something or work on something for an hour. So I almost feel like he's kind of taking me under his wing, and, I really appreciate it. He's one of the coolest dudes I've met.
Yeah. I mean, what a wealth of knowledge. You know, he was, at one point, he was sent over to China to –
to work over there at the university teaching, you know, wrestling. I mean, just that's just that's how talented that guy is as a teacher. So that's got to be great. Has he taught you any dietary secrets, maybe? Because I mean, the guy's a beast at cutting weight.
You know, he always raves about this mad salad that he makes, but for some reason he won't give me the recipe. He's like being really stingy with it. I'm trying getting it from him, but I don't know. I think it's like some top secret, like Healy brother thing. I don't know.
You know, with this fight versus Jason, obviously you're going to go in and you're going to do your best to dictate the fight and to get that victory. Without looking, you know, ahead of fighters, what are we going to see from you in the next year? Are you going to try to hit another two or three cards with Prime maybe and then see what happens? Or do you have a set schedule for the next year that you're trying to complete?
Yeah, man, we got a couple things kind of planned out. I mean, depending on how this fight goes, if everything's smooth sailing, which I'm hoping for, November 15th, we're trying to get me on a boxing card, give me a couple boxing matches. And then I'm hoping to get at least one more MMA fight before February I want to drop down to 155. So, you know, that'd be nice.
Oh,
excuse me. If you don't mind,
go for it.
Yeah.
I actually spoke with Smitty's Jake Smith's opponent tonight. He asked if he could call in tonight, and I said, you know, we're really short on time, we're not really accepting phone calls, but I just want to relay that as excited as Jake Smith is about, you know, in his own words, punching Jason Lambert in the mouth, I assure you that the wonderful feelings are reciprocated. So, you know, as he mentioned, Lambert has been wanting this rematch. And as the history books are, Smitty won the first fight. And, you know, I will say this, Skippy, for 11 fights that I have, five of them being pros, this fight is probably one of the most hyped, if not the most hyped fight on the card. It's a rematch from 4.5 years ago, but these two have some wicked blood between them that is probably going to go flying on Saturday night. So I'm pretty excited about it, and even enough that I brought Jake on here tonight to talk about it. So
well,
just wanted to
well,
put that
Heather,
out.
Heather, I would really hope he'd want to punch me in the face because. That'd be
yes.
a terrible fight if he just wanted to hug me or something. Like what? Of course,
you've seen it before.
Mutual.
You've seen it before.
okay.
No, Skippy, we are actually, you know, as you mentioned, Jake Smith comes from Rose City Fitness Center, and the great team, great group over there. We're really happy to have Jake on the card, regardless of the rematch. He is someone to watch out for in the pro ranks. Him and I had our past differences. But, you know,
yeah.
Jake actually came up to me one night and said, Heather, no matter what you think about me, you cannot deny the fact that I am an amazing fighter. And I said, you know what, you're right about that, at least. So, very
yes,
happy
those
to
were,
Jake.
Those were my exact words. I was like, yes, Heather, I am an amazing fighter, and you can no longer deny me.
That's actually what he said. That is exactly what he said. So,
I must have been drunk. I don't know.
As a professional matchmaker, I cannot deny him, and that's why he was on this card. He's very talented, and I'm sure he'll do great in his future MMA fights as well as boxing should he pursue it. So, yeah.
Jake,
oh, thank you.
I like
yeah,
you, man.
You.
You're a very funny guy. Like, you got a great attitude. Obviously, you're a very talented fighter as well. So, I mean, you've got the complete package. That's a great thing, man. And I want to wish you the best of luck in this, you know, rematch, if you really want to even call it that. You know, I mean, you guys are totally different levels from where you were then. So I want to wish you the best of luck. And before we wrap up this segment, man, this is your time. Anything you want to get shout-outs to, anybody you want to thank, sponsors, if you want fans to know your social media information, whatever you want to say, take a couple minutes. It's all yours.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah, I want to give a big shout-out to Mr. Paul Nelson with Winter Electric. Without him, man, I don't know if I'd even be able to fight. He helped me out a lot. Solid Soldier, they helped me out too. We got a few other people. Rose City, Pat Healy, Mike Pierce. If you guys want to get a hold of me, my Twitter handle is at UberSmitty, UberSmitty. I also have my own podcast, Three Men and a Bottle, all underscores on Instagram. Look us up. And, yeah, Iridium Sports Agency, and thank you guys for giving me the chance to talk tonight.
Oh, no Absolutely. Problem, brother. Cool. Hey, you go enjoy the rest of this fight, you know, camp. Well, I guess you're wrapping it up and you're finishing your weight cut.
Yeah.
Good luck. Get out there, do what you do best, and grab that victory.
Cool, man. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Miss Heather, we this train has just been rolling, and we're going to be bringing in just mere moments one of your co-main fighters. This is going to be at a catch weight, I believe, right? Is it at 160? Is with the catch weight?
160. Yep.
Okay. This gentleman really needs no introduction, because anybody in the game on the West Coast really knows his name. He's coming out of Gladiators MMA. And we have Mr. Rex Payne with us. How you doing tonight, Rex?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Welcome to Madhouse Live. I know it's been probably 3 years since we've had you on this show. It's been a long time. You know, for folks out there, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, give everybody your record, maybe a little background so everybody can catch up.
My name's Rex Payne. I've been training since 2001, fighting since 2003. This will be my 38th MMA fight, my 23rd professional. My record's 11-11 as a professional, and I'm a brown belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, originally under Higa Machado.
Oh, that's a great name, man. You know, it's great to see you getting back in. You're coming October 11th, prime fighting. You know, how happy are you to get back in there?
You know, at this point, every opportunity I have to fight and stuff is just awesome. You know, I've been fighting a long time, and really that's all I want anymore. Is I pick fights and places I want to fight, you know, solely for me.
Yeah, and that's something that, you know, I know about you, that you've taken this more to, it's not so much a game as when you were younger. Now it's just purely a passionate thing that you want to pick and be ready and prepare and have these great battles. And with that being said, how great is it to have this new cast of characters at Gladiator to work with?
Probably the best thing I've had happen in a long time, because I got so busy always coaching myself. You get to be a brown belt and get to have more fights than anyone at these gyms, you know. And then I walk in here and there's all these young, hungry lions, you know, and they got big dreams and they're doing big things. And, you know, it's been rewarding. It's definitely been refreshing, you know, to see the sport from that angle and to remember what it was like coming up. And I take advantage of it. Anyone I see that I think has good skill, you know, like I'll buy a private lesson from them and pick that apart and try and add it to my game.
See, that's the wisdom that you've learned and grown with, you know. I love that, you know. That's what we call the old lion mentality. You know, I'm a little older. I'm in my 40s, but we used to call that old lions, man. You know, that's the older group of guys who were smart and developed that wisdom, you know. So that's you, because you mentioned young lions. You've been through all these great battles in your career, you know, and you still have this passion. And I've got a fan from out in the Midwest who's wanting to know, do you have a fight that maybe stuck out the most in your career that you enjoy?
There was a point when I was coming up as a younger pro in Denver, I fought a...
Oh. Rex? Did we lose you?
I don't know.
Rex, something you went real choppy on us, buddy. His phone just dropped. And I didn't write down the number. Yeah, let's give it a minute because I really want to bring Rex back. Let's hope he calls right back because this is a great guy's brain to pick. You know, obviously, he mentioned the brown belt. Anybody, you know, around here knows that he was a great coach. He had his own place for a while. And I love the fact that he has, you know, like I said, old lion mentality, you know, and he's able to now pick and choose and enjoy the pure battle of the fight again. And it's no longer, you know, he's, oh, cool, we got him. Okay. You there, Rex?
Yeah, I lost you.
Okay. Okay, I'll let you go ahead and finish your answer about the fight that sticks out most to you.
Where did you lose me at?
We lost you at the very beginning.
Oh, back in 06 or 07, I fought a guy named Chris Cisneros, who was an undefeated pro, and he was one of Nate Marquardt's top prospects there in Denver. And we had a really gnarly match back and forth, a lot of grappling, and I caught him in the second round. And that stands out as one of my favorite fights.
Now, yeah, obviously, I know who that gentleman is, actually, and you know, that's a great fight. If anybody out there can find a video of it, you definitely should. You know, you've been in these great battles, and you have these younger kids. Do you have a passion for passing on this knowledge that you have between the fight game and the BJJ game?
Kind of. I'm 37 years old. I have a ton of fights, and right now I'm just sitting back. I show up in class, and I'm quiet. I want to be in the back. I want to listen. I don't want to interrupt, and I'm being real selfish, so I'm just taking in, and I'm trying to grow, and I'm just trying to stay ahead of the game at my age, you know, and keep my ego down and always be a student. So I'm not really teaching right now, although once in a while, a kid will get something out of me, and I do love sharing. But right now, my main focus is just on improving and getting as good as I can in the short window I have.
But, you know, obviously, very talented on the ground, something that, you know, you've been praised for a long time. You've got a guy who's coming out of a ground-based school. Do you think that he might want to try to test you on the ground because he might feel he's better?
Well, absolutely. We both went on the ground. You know, if you look at our fights, you can watch our fights on YouTube, and, you know, you can see what's going on. I think who can bring the newest angle to that ground game and impose their will. It's my belief, you know, I've had a lot of pro fights, and I think at the pro game, if you want to simplify it, more than jiu-jitsu techniques or stand-up techniques, it's who's going to get in there and beat the will out of the other man. And that's kind of the mentality I'm taking for this fight.
I like it. You know, I think that's, once again, you know, today we're seeing more athletes who fight, where you come from a day when fighters were athletic. And that's where that mentality that I believe you have comes from, is I want to break him. I want him to know I beat him. I'm the better fighter. Where today you see too many athletes who say, I just want to get the win. You know, they're not concerned about showing their opponent that you're done. You don't come back. You know, you're not going to win with me. And I think that's something that can help push you and keep you vital in the game and keep you growing in the game, because you're not afraid to learn. Your door isn't shut.
Well, thank you. That's exactly the attitude I'm trying to take with it. And I just want to take one fight at a time, and I want them all to be the right challenge, you know, for the right time. And keep progressing. That's the sport.
And please don't ever let your age hinder you, because you just look at Grandpa Don Wilson out of the Midwest. I mean, what is he, 57 and still winning titles? You know,
Was there Skip Hall? Was there a guy named Skip? I think there was a guy named Skip Hall fought in the 60s, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you still have plenty of, you know, talent, effort, heart, and drive to go out there and complete what you're trying to complete. So I think this is a great
platform. I'm glad to see you in the co-main spot. Obviously, you have a good following. So for me, as looking at it from a promoter's side, you're a ticket seller. I mean, not to be rude, but as a promoter, you're a ticket seller. Your name sells, period. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, so I think you deserve to be there above and beyond that. I think the talent, I think the fights you've been in, the fights you've taken, some on very short notice throughout your career, proves you're an old lion, and I like it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, man. Hey, so, I followed you for a long time.
Real quick, though, I don't want to get too caught up on my age. I'm just trying to be smart about staying in the sport as I age. I still feel pretty good with everything as far as training with these kids.
So. That's an interesting thing. Do you surprise these kids with quote-unquote own man strength? You know what, somebody my age, I'm a little older than you, obviously, but, you know, I surprise my kids all the time. They're like, man, you got old man strength, Dad. You know, so you ever catch these kids and they're just like, wow, man, his grip is unreal.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that might come from jiu-jitsu as well. I've been doing jiu-jitsu now for, I guess, 13 years. It's been a long time, and I trained with some great guys, but I do feel just from being in the sport, I've gotten bigger and stronger through the years. When I started out, I worked at a sawmill in Coos Bay, Oregon, and I was hitting a heavy bag in a YMCA or something like that, and trying to compete in MMA. You know, I'm just some skinny kid from the sticks, and now I walk around, and I have muscle, and I'm more of an athlete, and it's all been learned and conditioned from training MMA, because MMA will change your life even if you never fight.
With your obviously passion for BJJ and the way it works into today's MMA game, along with, you know, wrestling, boxing, all that jazz, but do you find that traditional gi BJJ is just as good training as no gi for the MMA world?
I think they're different sports. Obviously, you have to be comfortable without a gi, but I think if you put the gi on and train with people who are good in the gi, it'll keep your no-gi game tight. You're not going to get sloppy. You're going to be aware. Your awareness will be there. So I think that the gi is very awesome. Do I think that it's necessary to train in it all the time if you're going to compete MMA? I don't know, but I know that I like to, because it keeps my game tight. It keeps me sharp.
Well, you know, I love it, because I can pick your brain, obviously, about both worlds. You know, for me, that's just, you know, Christmas, you know. Especially because you mentioned Colorado. Anybody who's followed your career knows the guys you came up with and the guys you came up with around you in Colorado, and then coming out here and stuff. So I hope you go in there. I hope you make a huge statement with this fight. Right now, you've got fans all across the country sending me messages, you know, wishing you the best, saying this is going to be huge for you, you know. So, I mean, you're well received across, you know, like I said, your name, it carries a lot of weight for people in the MMA world who aren't Zuffa zombies. People know who you are. So I want to wish you the best of luck, man. I tell you, I think you got this. I think you go out there and you play it smart and put down your game the way you want to put it down, and he can't beat you.
You know, it's the plan. I have a game, and I feel good. I, for everyone listening that did send in those messages, I thank you. And it's always an honor to hear people appreciate what you do. But I feel this is my fight. I have absolutely no qualms saying that this close to the fight. I feel good.
Yeah. With that being said, we got a couple minutes left with you. I want you to take some time, man. Any shout outs, anybody you want to thank, any social media information, anything you want to say, this is your time. Run at it.
X Amount Clothing has been cool with me this go around. I like them to work with autism. Almost any time that I do work with sponsors, I want them to have something to do with charity. I love things that have to do with helping kids. You know, and I've worked with Make-A-Wish Foundation in the past. And, so I'd like to give a shout-out to X Amount and who else? Sendflow Clothing out in Florida. Uriah Scott Design. I know there's some others. That's all I got on the top of my head.
Hey, you got a lot going on right now. It's the final week. You're wrapping up, probably doing –
a lot of technical work and light sparring, finishing the dietary issues up, you know, so I it's totally fine, man. And I hope if we can get you on again before your next fight or maybe on after your victory to talk about it because, you know, I think you got a lot to offer for the sport. I think fans already know who you are and love what you do in the way of excitement in the cage, in the way of performing. So, I once again, I truly thank you for coming on, Rex, and hanging out with us on Madhouse tonight, and obviously the fans all across the country as well.
Well, thank you, man. Thanks for having me. It's always good talking to you, and I look forward to performing. And, yeah, if I want to give one big shout-out, it'd just be to Gladiator MMA, Austin Springer, you know, the whole team there, it's been an incredible experience, and I look forward to giving back Saturday night.
Well, folks, and you guys hear me say this all the time, get out there, get your tickets from Rex. You guys get out there and get them from the ticket boxes, wherever you guys got to get them. Get out there and support him. He mentioned some sponsors. When you see his banner, go get a product from one of those sponsors, man. Say, hey, I saw your boy Rex fighting in the co-main at Prime. I want to get, you know, X whatever. You know, go up to Rex after the thing and say, hey, thank you, you know, for 22 great fights and for all these nights that we've got to come out and enjoy you. Just show your love and support to the community and the fighters and the sponsors that are giving Rex an opportunity to take time off to train. This isn't free, folks, so let's show some love. Let's get out there and support these guys and their sponsors. Get your tickets from Rex. Man, buy him a pair of hand wraps and toss them to him after the fight and say, thanks for a great event. That ain't but $6-7 out of your pocket. You know, whatever you do, you know, just show some love. You know, that's all I'm asking. These guys like Rex for years have given people like me, HR, Carl, Heather, great, exciting weekends all throughout, you know. Let's show some love back to Rex and the whole fight cast there.
Wow, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem, Rex. Go enjoy the rest of your evening. I know you're a family man like myself. It's getting late for you, so thank you so much. And, hey, good luck. Get out there and get that victory.
Will do. All right, talk to you later. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Heather, great lineup tonight. All great guys. And I don't think we could have finished with anybody better than Rex. Obviously, we've got fans all over who were tuning in just to hear Rex because besides just guys in Arkansas, I was getting questions and comments from Florida, from Pennsylvania, from Colorado, from California.
Wow.
You know, so wow. Rex is well-loved. Rex is well-received. Like I said, you know, his career speaks a lot, and I'm glad to see him on your card. Along with everybody, we went over the card a little bit. It's a super stacked card. If you have it in front of you, do you want to run down it once?
Yeah, absolutely. Like we mentioned earlier, we have probably, I think, 14, maybe more gyms on the card. Starting the card out with Stephen Chang versus Dylan Blakesley, that's like the battle of two high-level jits guys from two top-level Vancouver schools. So that's pretty great for the hometown crowd. The heavyweights, Rudy Shafroth of Team Quest, another tough fighter, taking on Fadi Batru from Bloody Knuckles. That's going to be a bang, you know, just two big boys going at it. Kim Post of Team Reckless with Mindy Stallnaker, another 503 West Coast Jiu-Jitsu fighter. Those ladies, I've said it before, I'll say it again right now, those are two women who have no issue getting hit in the face, and it's just going to be awesome to watch. Allison Barnett, who we spoke to earlier from Team Quest, facing Lisa Spangler. We kind of touched on that earlier, another great fight. Abdul Scratch Kamara out of Vancouver going against Steven Southern, who's now at Rose City. Tough guys. You got undefeated Abdul, you know, versus Steven Southern, who just keeps getting better and better. And that's for the 145 title, so no telling who's going to take that home. Same thing with Colton Howard, Desert Dog versus Johnson of the Battleground Combat Club. Another title fight that, as we said earlier, no idea who's taking that home. We talked to Gus Bessa tonight, 503 West Coast Jiu-Jitsu, taking on Cole Milani, who is the coach and owner of Weapons Grade MMA. That's going to be a great entry fight for our pro card. Hadi Al-Hawad coming out of Team Chaos, taking on Alex Alvarez. Alvarez was a runner-up for Fight of the Night at the last Prime card, and he's now out of Rose City FC, and that's got fireworks written all over it. The grudge match that we talked about with Jake Smith tonight from Rose City. Also, Jason Lambert with Team Reckless. That's 4.5 years in the making. I'm excited for it. And then, of course, we just spoke with Rex Payne of Gladiator, you know, in the co-main event with Evan Kaneshiro, who's the coach and owner of New Breed Jiu-Jitsu out of Portland. Two high-level guys with over 50 fights between the two of them, at least. And then, of course, our main event, ladies, the 125 Female Championship. It's our first female title. It's our first female headliner, and this is the first card at Prime that we've actually had female fights. It's just something on the card for everybody in the audience. And so we appreciate everyone's support in coming out Saturday night, October 11th. The doors open at 4:30. Fights start at 6. 11 fights, as I mentioned. And you can buy tickets at the door. We encourage you to buy them online at primefighting.com, through our local sponsor, Bridge State Fight Shop, and, of course, through the fighters up until Friday night. Support your local MMA and come out and watch us at the Clark County Fairgrounds in Ridgefield, Washington. It's going to be a really, really good night. Thanks to Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill. They're our main sponsor. And myself, Joe Watson, Alistair McKenzie, we all appreciate everyone's support listening in tonight. And, of course, you, Skippy of MMA Madhouse, you rock as always. So thank you for having me on here.
Hey, I want to, you know, thank you for the pre-fight show we did a couple weeks ago with Joe and Alistair, and breaking down maybe the history of the company and what we can look forward to. I'm honored to call you a friend and family. You know that. I love
you
to death. And I'm proud to see what you've done over the years. And I think you're a great matchmaker. I think you've really put together a fair, well-balanced card. I think Joe and Alistair both should be just thoroughly impressed with what they're going to get in the way of excitement that night. And I want to thank all the fighters that came on tonight, you know, especially Rex. It's been 3 years since we've had him on. That was way too long, and I feel bad about that. We should have had him on a lot sooner, and I'm glad to see him in the cage doing work. I think this is his fight. I think this is that spark. I heard it in his voice. I'm excited about the whole card, but that's a fight I'm really looking forward to. And once again, everybody, you know, Charlie Sports Bar and Grill, they're presenting Prime Fighting October 11th. Look, go out there to Charlie's and eat this week. Go out there Saturday, have lunch before you go to the fights. Go out to the weigh-ins. Support these people. Support the sponsors, man. You're going to see every sponsor under the sun, probably, from roofing to clothing, from auto brakes to beauty salons. I guarantee you're going to see everything. And go show these fighters and their sponsors a little bit of love. That's all I'm asking. I'm not saying you got to give them $100 or you got to go buy a $10,000 roof. But what you can do is you can go give $20 to a fighter. You can go give a gym 4 cases of bottled water. You can go give some hand wraps to an amateur. You can go buy a t-shirt from one of the sponsors or get your brakes done at one of the sponsors' joints. But let's support these companies, because we don't have a lot of prime fightings in the Pacific Northwest. We don't have very many pro-ams, pro shows, period. So we need to support these guys and the ones supporting the fighters, the people that Heather, Joe, and Alistair brought together to help put this event together. We need to show love and support. And Heather, I thank you for co-hosting tonight. I'm not going to lie, you're much better to look at than my other co-host.
Shout out to Lepaki.
Oh, I love you to death, girl. Oh, you're so sweet. Well, I know you took a lot of time out. You know, you took about an hour and a half out tonight to kick it with me. And I know it's fight week. You have a lot to do. You did some speed shopping. I wish I could have been there. And, you know, I want you enjoy the rest of you. I could just imagine you running through, just throwing stuff in the air and landing in your bag as you're running.
Pretty much like that, yeah. I only have so much time between my day job and this job. You know, you do what you gotta do.
Well, you go and put your feet up. Enjoy the rest of your night. Hopefully you get no weird phone calls about something that makes you have to work, and you can just watch some TV and call it a night. And, young lady, I'll see you really soon in Bend. I know that. And
yes, sir.
I wish you the best of luck with this event. Joe, Alistair, both.
Thank you.
I think you did a great card, girl. I'm super proud of you.
Thank you, Skippy. I appreciate that very much. Very much. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. As always, great company, and I love it. So.
I do, too. And you guys know how I end every show. I just scream, Eagle!
MMA Madhouse Live would like to thank our sponsors, Bushido, Martial Arts and Fight Gear, Draco, Impact Sports, Intimidation Clothing, Jax Media, Pro-Am Belt, Clinch, Custom Mouth Guard, Vision, Smoke Shop and Glass Distribution, Crossroader Clothing, Triumph Fitness, Big T's Nightclub, Game Changer Clothing, Rear Naked Smoke, Clock Tower Pub, Ink Tank Tattoo, Central Oregon Trike, The Goat Locker Boxing Gym, and Garrett Fertig announcing. You can find me at GarrettFertig.com. And remember to always hashtag support local MMA.